you have, you know, multiple ones of these, like satellite receivers and whatnot, and you're using some sort of voting, you have to have a calibrated RSSI. And I think what you're doing there is you're putting in a known fixed level, and you're telling it what that represents. And, you know, so you're not going to be doing anything that requires a calibrated RSSI reading. So it's, I mean, you can do it, but to what end?
Well, there is a, that's under the receiver section, and then that's the preselector. Then there's also, right under there, there's an RSSI button, which, again, don't need to mess with, obviously. Then there's a squelch, let's see here. Well, that's just controlling the squelch, okay. That doesn't do anything special. And then there's a transmitter section. There's power amplifier, transmitter deviation, reference modulation, and auxiliary. I know that. We're not going to worry about that. But for transmit deviation, it's got all these different frequencies where you're supposed to put in these values. I think you hit on that when we were there. You said just leave them alone. Is that right?